Good morning. Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and have we got a show for you today, don't we, Andy Cohn?
Oh, yes, we do.
Andy Cohn, you're very busy. You just completed the counselor redesign.
Nope. Caught yawning. Kathy yawning.
Kathy Houston, are we keeping you up this morning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. At least she's honest.
At least she admits it.
Andy, what should be we? What
you know? What?
We
forget about that.
For?
Forget about that. Did you guys hear about this woman manager who
yes.
forced her employee to give her a liver transplant and then fired her?
Don't you ever ask me for a kidney or anything else.
It was a liver.
I've never
Did you
asked
hear
anyone
this?
You don't want Kathy's liver.
It was a kidney.
No, what happened?
It was
Tell
the
us.
Cover of the New York Post yesterday. This woman who manages
and
all
what was
these,
the headline? Because they have awesome.
You people. Know what? I don't remember. We should Vin, look that up. Cover of New York Post yesterday. This woman who runs car dealerships in Long Island, New York, she needed a liver transplant, and she convinced one of her employees to agree to give her a liver. And this woman does it, and then it turns out that she's not a perfect match, and the manager ends up firing her.
Because of the match?
No, not because of the match, but she won't say why. So now
no,
it's in
did.
Court.
No, it was first of all, it was a kidney. She gave her the kidney.
No, it was a liver.
Look it up,
Vinny's
people.
Google
it.
Vinny's looking
Google
it up.
Google it.
Okay. I heard liver, but kidney.
Either way, vital organ.
Yeah,
but she
vital
did
organ.
Give her it. She did give her it.
She gave it up. She
yes.
had the surgery.
Oh, but it rejected.
And then she, and then the, then when she was supposed to be coming back to work, she was complaining about, you know, recovery from the surgery. And that's when the manager said, you need to be here, and fired her.
Uh-huh. For real, it was all over the news this morning. All
so
over.
What's the lesson from this?
Don't ask us for our
yeah,
kidneys.
Yeah, don't ask for any what? Vital organ, because I'm
did,
not giving
I'll
it up.
I'll give you plenty of time to recover. How about that? Joe Haley.
Andy, thanks for the liver, but SOI's doing a week.
Joe Haley,
yes.
everyone's favorite managing editor is here. And
I
you
am.
Have
golf
balls and pens and tape.
I got
you
everything.
Over there.
Yeah, I'm just...
And two pairs of glasses. So
yeah,
you can switch
one,
back and forth.
Yeah, one to see close, one to see far away.
All right, we have
I have the close glasses.
Great
call-in
old.
Segment today. Call in if you have questions or help with client promotions. Maybe your client is asking you for something unique and you need some creative ideas. And we've got
and
our
we're so creative.
We're just the people to do
right
it.
Here. Call us at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, Joe, what are we going to give you today?
Well, first of all, you're going to hear the lilting voice of Facebook Vinny Driscoll.
Vinny is back in the house.
And then we're going to give you a $25 Visa gift card.
All right, and should I mention that Rooster's here?
Yeah.
Ooh, one.
He's a little
Rooster.
Slow with the money.
Rooster
there we
is
go.
Here.
All
he was
right.
doing another sound at that moment.
I know. We won't give Rooster a hard time. Anyway, call us 215-953-4979 to talk about client promotions. Also, if you've done a clever client promotion recently, we want to hear from you too, don't
yeah,
we, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Kathy has a look at the 10 reasons businesses fail. Andy has 5 signs your ads aren't working, and I guess he's going to offer some tips on how to make that better?
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have 6 brands that have come back from the dead. Crisis Management 101 for Small Business. Calling Kathy Houston.
What?
Calling Kathy Houston.
Oh, okay.
She's still yawning.
She's so thrilled to be doing this for us. Now, we talk about
Wake up, Kathy.
We talk about blogging a lot, but Andy's going to look at why are more companies quitting blogging. We also have some other things on our docket today, plus our favorite things. But let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Rock it,
Andy.
All right,
thank you, guys. We begin this morning with apparel news. A recent federal crackdown on counterfeit athletic apparel resulted in agents seizing $4 million worth of knockoff clothing from a warehouse in Sacramento last week. The bulk of the counterfeit clothing bore the Adidas trademark and was produced in Southeast Asia. Check out Promogram today for details. On to government news. The SBA is offering some much-needed help to small businesses. The government agency is hosting free computer security workshops around the country that are meant to provide tips and strategies for protecting company data and information. The workshops begin this week and run through the fall. Industry personnel moves now. Supplier firm Jetline announced that it has hired Dana Zezzo as its new chief marketing officer. Zezzo had been with Pro Towels, etc., but is now taking his social media marketing expertise to the South Carolina-based Jetline. General economic news now, nearly tripling forecasts. U.S. retail sales rose 0.8% in March, according to the Commerce Department. 11 of 13 categories showed increases, reducing worries that economic growth dramatically slowed in the first quarter. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Yeah, Andy, we have this pretty cool camping tool, and I've always I like camping tools and camping equipment, but I've been camping once. It's a weird thing I
You've
have.
You've been camping once?
Once.
Oh, okay.
But I like all the little stuff that
What do you do
need.
With them?
What?
Your tools.
I don't buy them. I just like them. It's like Winnebago.
What do you do with your tools?
They look like on the inside.
All right.
One of my
so
weird
we'll be
things.
Camping with Joe later today on
yes,
the show.
Show. Show.
Right now we're going to take your calls. We want to help you with any upcoming client promotions you have, or if you've done a great promotion recently and want to tell us about it, call us 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, we'll give you a Visa gift card. And online too, this morning we have David. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, David?
New Jersey.
All right.
Jersey.
So I have a summer camp that I'm doing some T-shirts for, but I know that they've got more money to spend, and I'm trying to figure out what I could pitch them on. I'm wondering if you have any ideas.
Oh, Joe Haley's your man.
Oh, man, I got it all for you. First of all, they need totes. So
Joe's very excited to
think about non-woven polypropylene totes. They're eco-friendly. You can put the name of the camp on the side. And when the kids are parents, if they take them anyplace else other than the camp, you got that logo shown all over town. Also, sunscreen. You got some hands-free sunscreens that will be easy to apply to the younger camper's face. And each person or each camper should have their own sunscreen. So you can do that as well. Water bottles as well. They have collapsible ones that you can just roll up, put in a pocket. When you have a water source someplace, when you're out hiking, you fill it up with water. Place to put your name on it.
Lip balm.
Lip balm. That's another good thing. Very good. I like that.
The camp that my kids go to, they have a fair every summer toward the end where all the family, you know, the parents and everyone are invited, and they have all kinds of logo gear. And I'm telling you, the kids, you know, want everything from the camp.
No.
Sweatshirts, sweatpants, everything. We ended up spending a lot of money at that.
Yeah, it's a good thing. First aid kits, I think, are a good thing. Mm-hmm. As well, you know, Band-Aids and, you know,
usually there's a swimming
insect.
Pool, too. They give swimming lessons or stuff with
beach towels.
Towels, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. We're thinking. Mm-hmm. All right, David, you got all that stuff to sell. You're going to make millions.
Good luck, David. Make a lot of money.
Shh.
All right, stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Oh, David hung up. He didn't want his Visa gift card.
David was done with us.
All right.
Interesting.
Well, on line one, we have Meg. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
I'm from right outside of Philadelphia, Holland.
Holland?
Wow.
Do you wear wooden shoes?
I was just going to say the same stupid thing. Isn't that awful?
No windmills, though.
Meg, what is your question?
Is that near
actually,
here?
I wanted to correct Andy. Definitely kidneys. You can't live without your liver.
Yeah,
please
exactly.
Please don't side
no,
with
you can.
Kathy.
I know someone who gave part. You can cut part of your liver off and give it to someone. I know someone that Andy and I used to work with who did that because liver regenerates, apparently.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. But anyway, tell us more. Tell us more, Meg.
I'll believe you, though.
I just wanted to thank counselor. I was able to use a tip, and I called on some people in the automotive industry.
Oh, smart move.
Yeah.
See that? See, so you don't agree with me in one spot, but then in another.
That more than makes up for. But anyway, it paid off, and so I have a car detailer who wants a product to help drum up some business, but he doesn't want, like, typical key tags or bumper stickers. So, and I also have a car dealership who wants to run a program that rewards repeat customers. So I was wondering if you could give me some ideas.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, thank you, Kathy. For the detailer, you know what I would do? You can actually get a custom-shaped air freshener, car air freshener, from an industry supplier, and you can get that whatever designed, cut however their logo is. You do whatever you want. They come wrapped, so you're not going to smell them until they're opened. But you can do that as a direct mail piece, send it out in an envelope to people in the local community. Say, so come into us to get your car detailed, and, you know, we'll take care of you.
That's good.
For dealerships, I would think of USB sticks. You know, I was shopping for a car about a year and a half ago, and I left one dealer with a USB stick, and there were specs for all the for the cars that we were interested in and anything that we test drove, and they kind of had some custom USBs that I thought that was a smart promotion, and we're seeing some other automotive companies that are using high-tech type products to put information on so people can actually leave not just with a catalog or a flyer, but actually a USB stick that they can use at home.
Did you get any new product?
I was just going to say, I just bought a car. This is after I bought the car, and it's not high-tech, but I liked it anyway. They took a picture of me and my family standing in front of the car. They put it in a logo frame. Sent it with me with fresh baked cookies in a logo tin, and the cookies really were tasted fresh baked.
Like, no, that's unique.
This was after you had purchased the car, like when you picked it up.
No, they came in the mail.
Okay. No, but
you, oh, yes.
They took the picture when you were picking up
when
the car?
When we picked the car, they took the picture. And then a week later, I got all this in the mail.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
That's a smart move.
The handwritten note from the woman who sold us the car.
And then how did you feel about that? That
I thought it was awesome. And then I gave them all high marks, of course, and she'll probably get an incentive from it. And it was all good.
That's a great one.
You know, the other thing, if you're rewarding loyal customers, the other things you might want to think about are the car mats. Some cars you have to purchase the car mats separately.
Yeah, for so, like $75.
Yeah, throw them in. Trunk organizers. Mm. You know, it's I coach soccer, and there's always soccer balls rolling around my trunk and banging around there. But I finally got a little organizer that Velcros to the bottom of the trunk, and I put them in there, and there's no more rolling
That's
all over
good
the place.
Idea.
So trunk organizers are good. And other things like, you know, umbrellas that you can stick in your glove compartment because, you know, when you're coming into the work, when it's raining out.
First aid kit that you could stick in your
first
glove
aid
compartment.
Kit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Think of the higher-end items. I mean, again, if you're rewarding loyalty.
Absolutely. Well, hope that helps out. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
And stay in line for your Visa gift card. On line four, we have Heidi. Good morning, Heidi.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. So you have a question today?
Yeah. I've, you know, I am running into lately a lot of customers who are ordering items for specific events, and they're coming down to the wire. You know, they're just really taking their time, making final decisions. And then I have my local decorator who is, you know, promising items by a certain day, but then they're running a little late. And I'm just getting really nervous. I haven't ran into the issue yet where, you know, we're missing, we're not getting items in on time, but I'm getting really worried that is going to happen. So I wanted to know any suggestions from you guys for speeding up the process, you know, aside from switching decorators, obviously. Is there anything else I can do to make my customers kind of make the decision quicker?
If this is an event that they do yearly and it falls around the same time each year, whereas mm-hmm. if you have the dates for the following year, I would start maybe a month earlier then working mm-hmm. with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working up ideas for them, getting in with them a little earlier so that you can get the stuff and it's not a rush. If it is a rush, you might want to fix a rush charge to that, and maybe the next time it'll make them think a little sooner as well.
Well, can you give them an incentive for ordering early? I mean,
sure.
That would be better even than a penalty.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would do is, you know, with the current situation, just communication. Andy, you know, I think that you have to stay
three communications.
You have to stay in contact with the vendor who's doing the decorating, you know, and make sure, you know, that everything's on time. And is there anything that you can do? Can they do partials? Can you get partials? Whatever it is, just stay in communication and contact with them.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been hounding them, so I'm good at that.
Yeah, that's good. I would say, like,
some great suggestions.
I would say, like Joe said, too, Heidi, as far as working with them ahead of time, you can start, like, in January and just go through their yearly calendar of events and have, like, a deadline schedule for each event.
Right.
Yeah, maybe they need help, you know, your mm-hmm. help staying on track.
Right.
Yeah, don't wait for them to make the contact. You should be the person who makes the original contact there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other thing, look in the industry, you know, find suppliers who offer rush services. Maybe there's an item there under the rush service that would fit into their event if they're coming to you at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, good luck, Heidi. Thanks so much
for
calling.
You.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Excellent. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hey, this isn't on the agenda, guys, but I have a quick thing that's going on today, which I would love to see your input on. We're looking for great keynote speakers for next year for some of our shows. And I'm going to tell you a list of potentials we have for Orlando, and I want to see who your top pick would be. How does that sound?
Let's do it.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we've got Buddy Velastro. Does anyone know who that is?
No.
I do.
He's Andy.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Oh.
He's got that great show.
Well, I know him by Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
How could you not love that guy?
He's a fourth-generation family business owner for Carlos Bakery,
mm-hmm.
and he took over the business at 17 when his dad suddenly died. Wasn't really a great cake decorator, and look what's happened now. So he's obviously got an inspirational story. We've got Barbara Walters as a possibility.
Oh, I like her.
Obviously, she's interviewed every president and first lady since Nixon, plus, you know, hundreds and hundreds of really fascinating people. Imagine she has great stories. Alec Baldwin, who, you know, stars 30 Rock, multi-Golden Globe winner. He also is really big in a lot of charities and talks about leadership and giving back. So we've got him. We have Gordon Ramsay. Does everyone know who
that's,
that is?
That's my guy. Look, Andy, who do I have written up
here?
Wow,
everyone's
excited about
that. Who
do I have there written up in the corner?
He's, you know, hugely successful chef and restaurant owner in London. He's come to the U.S. now with all these great shows like Hell's Kitchen. Very popular.
Show on TV.
He speaks on his no-nonsense, as you can imagine, no-nonsense approach to management and leadership and how to get ahead that way. Steve Forbes. Obviously, okay.
Wow. Well, Kathy just weighed in.
A former Republican presidential candidate, obviously the Forbes magazine, you know, magnate. He's a huge, you know, expert, obviously, on the economy. I'm sure you've seen him on, you know, Fox News, MSNBC, those shows. We'll give a great talk about, you know, forecasting and what business leaders should expect from the economy. And I'm missing one. Who am I missing? Let's think. Oh, Jimmy Wales. I'm sure you haven't heard his name, but he's the founder of Wikipedia and a fantastic social media brain. Obviously, can talk about how the internet landscape is changing business and what people can do to leverage that. So those are six possible options for
the
keynote
speaker.
So do we
have to vote?
Yeah, do we get to vote now?
Yes, I'm going to let you each vote. We're going to start with Vinny over there. Vinny?
What am I picking one?
Yeah, yes. Pick one.
Vinny's having a hard time narrowing down one. It's all right, no rush.
We'll come back to you, Vinny.
All right, we're going to come back to Vinny. Kathy, what's your choice?
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters. Obviously, she's going to be, you know, she would be a slam dunk. Andy?
I was going to say Barbara Walters as well. Gordon Ramsay would be my second choice.
Because I know you are a Food Network aficionado.
Yes.
Well. Okay. Joe?
Gordon Ramsay. Yep.
All right, why?
Oh, I love his show. It's like I said, the no-nonsense approach. He doesn't take anything. He's like, this is what you're supposed to do. You do it this way, and it's about the people, you know, working with what they know how to do and not, you know, being flakes. And
yeah, I like
I think
too.
He could be entertaining.
Yeah, very
yeah.
Entertaining.
I would
oh,
like that.
Oh, he'd be extremely dynamic.
He
would,
might drop a couple F-bombs.
Yeah, and then at the end, he'd tell him, get out! Get
out! Vinny, do you have your choice?
Gordon Ramsay.
And Jimmy Wales, because you're a tech guy.
What about Rooster?
Yeah, Rooster's looking nervous. He's got to talk.
Gordon Ramsay. Wow. Gordon Ramsay's a, it seems like one of the favorites around the table. He
I think the cake boss would be funny, too, though.
Yeah, he would be
good. That guy's a riot on his show.
See the guy in Baltimore or see the guy in New York?
We're sending out a survey.
Actually, he's in Hoboken, in Jersey.
He's in Hoboken, Jersey, which is right next to
him. Who's the guy in Baltimore? There's another cake show.
That's the better
show. Oh, Ace of Cakes.
He's better.
So anyway, when are we finding out?
Well, we don't know. We don't know even if these are just some ideas we're floating around. We're going to survey our possible Orlando attendees, see who they like, and, you know, we just might pick one of those.
Give us a call now.
We may pick someone totally different. You just have to stay tuned.
Give us a call now
and
let us know.
Give us a call now and let us know if you want to hear any of these people at any of our shows, 215-953-4979. And on line one, we have Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Today.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I did want to say I love Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, there you go. One vote for Gordon Ramsay.
He's popular.
So one vote for him. Mm-hmm. But I was calling because I wanted some different suggestions for medical offices. You know, the typical pill bottles and like stress balls. Mm-hmm. But I want to give them something else that, you know, people will really use. I'm thinking like hand sanitizer and stuff, but I want something that, you know, has some value to it, but people would, you know, want and keep around.
All right. Well, hand sanitizers have certainly been popular in the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. Joe, you've got some other ideas.
You know, we're showing something on today's Joe Show. It's an appointment reminder. It's pretty simple. You
yeah,
know, it's
that's
just,
good.
It shows almost like the same type of glue that you have on Post-it notes. Mm-hmm. You put it on a refrigerator or cabinet someplace, and you just dial in when your next appointment is. The doctors can give them out. You know, to everyone say, look, you're going to be here January 2nd at 12 o'clock. And you have three hands on there. It's as easy to say, you know, set it, and you put it there, and you're always a reminder. I always get those little cards, you know, the business card. It says your next appointment, and then I forget when my next appointment is because I lose that card.
But I'm trying to picture this. Is this a digital thing, or it's just like a
No, it's hands. It's analog.
Okay.
It's analog. I have them over there on the table. I can bring one over if you'd like.
Well, you can show it on the Joe Show today.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
You know those magnets that you put on your refrigerator, and you could get them custom-made with, like, signs of a heart attack or signs of a stroke or stress relief tips and things like that? I think that would be good, too.
Yeah, and you can get them as, like, a dry erase board too that'll have like those tips on one side and then give you a to-do list or a grocery list or like emergency numbers on the other side. Very popular.
I like those.
You know, there was another pill reminder that we showed on the Joe Show last week.
Dose alert.
The dose alert. That's Is it the Dose Alert, Kathy?
Yeah, and it's from Dose Alert. Conveniently.
No, you're talking about the one that goes on top of the bottle top, cap that would actually send, you know, an alert that goes to take your pill. Mm-hmm. There's another one that you put on the side, and when you take it on Monday, if it's, you know, a daily pill, you just pull the switch over that goes from green to red that you've already taken. And you go down.
Good.
So, you know, if you have people who, you know, are forgetful sometimes, did I take my pill? You just go to the bottle. It's like, oh, I already took it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, these are all, you know, things that can be mailed out, given out the doctor's office when someone comes in for their, you know, appointment.
And that was Dose Alert, right?
Dose Alert.
D-O-S-E.
Dose Alert.
Alert,
yep.
Well, good luck. Hope that gives you some ideas. Nicole, thank you so much for calling in, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Have a good day. All right, Kathy, we don't like it when businesses fail.
No.
But you have some reasons why they do, and maybe this could be helpful.
Oh, Rooster. Okay, well, one thing
I like
is
that
one reason is that they're attacking the wrong problem. Like, they might say it's the economy, but it's never the economy. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Never the economy?
No, not always.
The economy.
Yeah, well, it's not just the economy.
Okay.
You know, you'll hear companies say it's the economy, competition, regulation, customers.
So these are excuses.
They're excuses for something that they're not uncovering and finding a solution for. Another thing is management is unwilling to push people to greatness because leadership is too soft on their people, and they believe that being nice is somehow going to make a great company with great people that are happy. But that's not the case. You have to push them to greatness, and they will never leave you, I guess.
I'm going to push you guys.
And we will never leave you.
We always reach greatness.
This is true.
Companies are too focused on savings. They want to save money when they should be wanting to make money.
Cost cutting is not a good long term strategy.
Businesses were built to create income, not based on how much money they can save. People are not inspired daily. All organizations should have daily short meetings being the key, telling staff about what is happening, what the company is doing well, and how they're succeeding. Otherwise, your team will become distracted with some even becoming a cancer to the company's successes.
Uh-oh.
That's no good.
Wah, wah. And one more. The company has too many meetings.
Yes.
As opposed
too many
to these
meetings
short
are
meetings.
Bad.
Right. When the company starts to disappoint
bad
or gets
meetings.
Larger, you'll see it start to have lots of long meetings that are not followed by any actions. The meetings don't make the company any better.
Yeah.
So there you go. And we'll have – there's
and people
five more.
Hate them.
They hate them.
They hate them.
That's
they
right.
get demotivated by sitting in meetings that are pointless.
That's right. So we'll put the rest of these up on our website.
ASICentral.com/radio.
Right.
Joe, you're going to
yes.
tell us six brands that have come back from the dead. What are they?
Six brands that have come back. Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you the six. Lego, Marvel, Old Spice,
what?
Apple.
You don't have to talk
Nintendo,
about
and Volkswagen. Okay. We know sometimes businesses kind of go away and they disappear. So here are six companies.
But
I'm going to give you three.
Wait a minute. You said VW. I mean, I've owned VWs throughout mm-hmm. the years. What do you mean they've come back from the dead?
They've
maybe
come back
they
from
were
the
struggling
dead.
At some point.
They were struggling.
So they're buzzworthy now.
They got to a point where they were only selling 49,000 units in this country, and they thought about pulling out the manufacturing that they had here, pulling out the sales that they had here. But they came out with what?
Farfrig.
Oh, I hate that campaign.
Can't even
remember
say
that.
It.
She hasn't even been drinking. No, they came out with the redesigned Beetle.
Yeah.
And that just energized sales. So, you know, these are companies like Lego. Lego's one of them was a very popular toy in the 50s and 60s because it was inexpensive. Then they fell on some hard times because of
video games, electronics,
and more kids were playing them. However, when the recession hit, you know, when times were a little tough in the economy, Kathy, it's not always the economy, their product was more affordable for kids. And what they
I
also
beg to differ. Those products
You've
are,
been to Legoland.
Are insanely expensive.
Well, according to this, and this is from
not
Fox
compared
Business.
To, like, Xbox.
Right.
Exactly.
The whole Xbox,
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
But each Xbox game. Same thing.
All right, let's
actually,
move on.
It's more.
So, they reduced their workforce.
I got a room in my house. It may as well be called the Lego room. There's so many Legos in it. I've dropped thousands of dollars. I think.
And have you Hot stepped
wheels.
On one?
He's keeping. He brought Lego Stupid back room. From the dead himself.
Yeah, Andy. Thank you,
right,
Andy.
Let's
so
move
anyway,
on.
They let go of some employees.
Aww.
They went from a product line that had 13,000 different products to just 6,000 products. And they just started increasing the sales again. And they, for the first half of 2011, net sales had been up 25% over the first half of 2010. So today,
right,
they're the fourth
more.
Larger toy manufacturer. One more.
Yes.
One of the ones I think that's interesting is Apple. Mm-hmm. Apple was big. Yeah. They came out with, you know, what was it, the Macintosh? Mm-hmm. And then they get rid of Steve Jobs, and the company kind of just, you know, starts to putter out there, and then they bring him back on board, and they introduce the iMac, and then they introduce the iPod, and then from there, things has just escalated. These products marked Apple's return and spurred its rise as a competitive consumer electronic company. Since then, its top position has been cemented by the widely popular iPhone and iPod. Apple is now one of the world's most loved and followed brands. But I think that people wouldn't know that they were actually on hard times there, you know, right after Jobs left. And
yeah, I didn't know that.
They had new products. So no, that's why I thought that this one was interesting. But we'll post the rest of them on asicentral.com/radio, and it's from Fox Business.
Apple
story. News flash, breaking news.
Apple's story truly is incredible.
Okay. Yeah, it is very incredible. And now you can read Steve Jobs' biography as well.
Yeah, their comeback is amazing, and now they're the most valuable company in the world.
All right, and this is a news flash just came in from Vinny Driscoll. The New York Post cover yesterday was called Organ Downer.
Organ Downer is good.
You knew that was going to be a good
headline. Organ Downer is good.
Boss fires woman who donated kidney to save her.
Kidney, I'll take it.
All right. So
it's still it's a crazy story.
That's a hot story today.
Captivated me on the news
all
last night.
All over the place. All right. Let's see.
Where are we going to go next?
She's going to choose from our list of topics.
Well, we have a list
and
of a whole bunch
us.
Of things left.
Don't
go
to me. Go to Andy.
Go to Andy.
I am going to go to Andy because I want to know why this is. I want to know why companies are quitting blogging. You know, it's just
Here's
getting hot.
Oh, yeah,
we all love to read blogs. Why would you quit blogging unless you suck and no one's reading your blog?
That's not it. That is not the reason. The reason they're doing it is because they're moving.
Time.
It is kind of time, but they're moving that content to social media. So Facebook and Twitter, Tumblr, and LinkedIn for business.
Pinterest
as well.
Read
so
it,
it is a time factor because it's quicker and easier to make posts on those sites as opposed to doing a blog that takes a little more time, as Vinny can attest.
So they're not abandoning social media; they're switching the outlets.
Well, it's different.
Yeah,
absolutely. So they're moving their efforts more towards social media, and some stats actually bear that out. So a University of Massachusetts study showed that the percentage of companies that maintain blogs fell to 37% in 2011 from 50% in 2010, and only 23% of Fortune 500 companies maintained a blog in 2011. So some interesting trends there, and one company, Bank of America, abandoned their blog last year, and they said, a Bank of America spokesman said, we want to be where our customers are. So I think it's more of a, instead of pushing a blog out to people, they're going to Facebook, going to Twitter, and they know their customers are there. And so you post and know that people are seeing it, as opposed to when you do a blog, know that people have to come to your site to do it, to see
it.
It's all
about, I guess, figuring out how your clients want to communicate with you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. If you have clients that that only communicate with you over email, and you know that they're not seeing your social media outlets, then maybe email them a link to a blog that you're posting. But if you can get them to follow you on Twitter and be a fan on Facebook for your company page, then that's probably the place more to put your kind of information.
But if people are interested in blogging, you could go to the archives of the counselor chat from last week.
Yes,
on
you
blogging.
Could.
You can. Look at you,
Kathy. Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense. All right, this is a topic I want to hear about. So, Joe, you're going to have to speak quickly.
Oh, God.
This is why colleagues dislike you. Why do people dislike you, Joe?
Well, last
can
week.
Can I say?
Yeah, last week at the foosball tournament.
Oh, yeah, that was
I brought
fun.
My game. I was talking
the
smack.
The foosball tournament
that, was
that
fun.
Melinda and I beat you and
That's,
CJ in?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so why do colleagues dislike you in general?
There's five reasons.
People. Let's hear.
Well, these are all like small irritants, but they can, just
add up.
Add up, yes. Sucking up to the boss. Don't suck up to the boss.
Yeah, nobody
wants
to suck up.
You don't want to keep going Andy to Melinda, tell him all my problems. You want to come to me first, okay?
Done.
Negativity.
Oh, no one around here is negative.
No.
Toxic negativity makes people feel like you're not a good coworker.
I agree with that.
All right, we got another one here. Messiness.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't
Some
like
of
messiness.
Us from that.
Yeah, I know three of us at this table do. Three of the four do.
Not OCD.
Poor cubicle etiquette.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
is that part of messiness? Is that...
No. I think there's completely different things.
Because messiness, I don't care about that.
Andy and I used to work with a guy who would clip his nails in his cube, and you disgusting. Could hear the nails hitting the
that's
side of the cube. People did not like that.
I worked with someone who used to clip their nails. It sounded like they were snapping 2x4s. They were so big and thick.
Ew.
Not fitting in, okay?
Well, not how can you help it if you don't fit in?
Well, I mean,
you, somebody doesn't you make an effort to
fit in, totally. Right? You know, we all know how socially awkward Rooster is, but you know,
we like
we
Rooster.
All accept him.
We love Rooster.
No, I'm
and
just
what's
kidding.
A, what's your
that was
one?
An unnecessary shot.
Do you have one more?
Oh, he comes in. Do I have, no, that was all five of them.
All right, great. We're gonna put those on our website. You can find out if you're doing things that make colleagues not like you. ASICentral.com/radio. We have just a minute for each editor to tell us their favorite products of the week. Andy, what do you have?
I have a PVC 6-can cooler, perfect for picnic season and barbecue season. Ooh. That's coming up. It comes from Primeline, which is ASI 79530. Check it out online now.
Check it out. Joe, you have golf balls.
I have golf balls. Golf balls are a great promotional product because all golfers like to receive them. The other thing is, as well, people, when that logo, when that golf ball's lost, someone else is going to find it. So, therefore, your logo gets into someone else's hand. And these golf balls I have here, it's a box of Pinnacle Gold, are from Pro Golf Premiums, Inc., 79680. And you can find them at www.progolfpremiums.com.
Kath, what's your favorite product of the week?
Well, the woman called in before for automotive products. This is great for automotive market or even telecom promotions, things like that. It's a big mouth keychain from Opera Fiber, ASI 45513. And it's super awesome because it's a large keychain, but it holds one of those blank microfiber cleaning cloths mm-hmm. for you to clean your iPhone and your glasses and whatnot.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Check those out on ASICentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Be sure to check us out. Same time, same place next week on Tuesday. And maybe we'll have more hot news from the New York Post.
Ooh, yeah.
Have a great week, everyone.